This is Dr. Anita with another diamond moment. The diamonds of our lives are produced through time, heat, and pressure. And while we may have had unfortunate experiences in our lives, we have the ability to turn everything into use that will lift us and move us to a place where those issues are non-issues. And we have the foundation to be, do, and become whatever we'd like to. I want to take just a moment to make an announcement that I'm very, very pleased with. And that is that the Wisdom Community is now a part of Noom. And we are now Noom Vibe. We have a wonderful opportunity to be able to help those that we've not reached previously, to be able to help them to accomplish their hopes, their dreams, and their desires. Previously, Noom had been a weight loss app, but now it is so much more, having many different areas that they're focusing on. And among those are looking at wellness. We're looking at how our mind, our will, and our emotions affect the everything in our lives. So whether you're dealing with 2 pounds or 200 pounds, it doesn't make a difference. The difference comes in when our soul prospers. You know that I am an advocate of the truth of Scripture, and I have been differentiating between Scripture and the truth of Scripture because we know that there are areas in Scriptures that have been manipulated in order to maintain control. So when I'm telling you that I believe in the truth of Scripture, there are some basic foundational truths that I have found to be true. And one of those is, Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. We cannot prosper spirit, soul, body, emotionally, financially, spiritually, in any way, relationally, until what's going on inside of us prospers. There's another scripture that says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And so being able to come into truth, to come into the basis of the truth of all things, has the ability to cause that inner man to prosper. We've been talking a lot about listening to the voice within. So many times we have shut down the inner voice to the place where we're listening to voices who mean us no good. We're attributing value to people that we know are liars. We are giving ourselves over to those who have a objective to injure and to harm. And as long as we feel that way, we cannot prosper and we will not be in health because our souls are not able to prosper. If you have not done so, I completely recommend a Diamond Journey Journal. It is a way to move forward in your goals, your dreams, and your desires. We're utilizing concepts that may be very familiar to some, but for some who were brought up in an environment of fear, fear of others, fear of anything that is not exactly like you, then you may be introduced to some terminology that hopefully will enlighten you and hopefully will open some doors so that you can receive that inner truth, that inner knowledge, that inner being who's able to distinguish between what you're looking for in life and what others feel that you need to settle for. We're looking at the fact that everything counts, everything that we're able to learn, everything that we're able to do, all of those things count. We look at what karma is really, and whether or not you're dealing in an atmosphere that you have brought on yourself, or whether you're able to relinquish some of the issues of your life to be able to receive that which is better, and knowing how to get there. So there's a lot of things that we're looking at in the prerequisite to the journaling that may be of a significance to you. Understanding definitions to terms, understanding what the law of God is, what the laws of the universe are. What is the law of success? How do you succeed? And what is it that you're attracting, and how? What takes place as you're attracting people and events into your own life? So we're looking at a number of terms that may not have been familiar to many. And in that, we're able to talk, as we've said, even in looking and reevaluating our perspectives, we're able to talk in a different way to one another because we understand what is being said, what's being spoken. We're looking at the difference between being a religious person and being spiritual, and understanding what that difference is and how it can benefit you. The words that you speak, the way that you think, all are important. Words are things, and learning how to express your thoughts in a way that are conducive to where you want to go is part of what this journaling process is about. We're looking at spiritual terminology. We're looking at holistic therapies. We're looking at affirmations. We're looking at many, many areas, including meditation, that will help you to reach your goal. As I said, there are some who have been encouraged to fear anything that is not an identical twin to what they've heard. And yet those people now are seeing differences. I said this before and I will say it again. If the Christian community is in agreement with putting children in cages, with deporting people who look different, with mistreating people who look different or sound different, and if that is not what you espouse, if that is not your belief system, then what are you? Who are you? And so you do have to come to a place of making a decision with your own life of who you will be, what you will do, how you will act with other people. And once you do that, there is a determining factor that says, this now is who I am. So many people have been harmed in quote-unquote religious environments. They've had people say horrific things or do horrific things to them, all under the guise of being what those people have called a Christian. And I would say to you that they were incorrect, and you've experienced these things so that you can make up your mind on who you want to be. That's part of what this journaling process is about. So if you've had areas in your life that have held you back, if you've had things that you wanted to be different, I would invite you to get a Diamond Journey journal. Look at things differently. Allow yourself to look at things differently. And hopefully you'll come out with a different outcome than you've ever had before. The truth in Scripture says that you can't prosper until that area within prospers. And it also says that you're destroyed because of what you don't know. So, is it so frightening to listen, to learn, and to grow? Or is it easier to stay stuck believing in people who've shown you who they are, believing the words of people who have no problem with, as Scripture says, a thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy, who have no problem with stealing, with killing, and destroying. So I invite you to take this journey with us on a diamond journey through a diamond journey journal. Becoming really is a process, and that process really does have stages, and there are ways to work through the stages of your life to come out exactly who you'd like to be. If you are new to A Diamond Moment with Dr. Anita, please go back and listen to all of the episodes. Go back to the very beginning. I give an understanding on who I am, how I reached where I am today, the challenges that I had in my own life, learning to believe and trust again in that quiet, still voice within to direct my steps. Being able to walk through interactions with people who were anything but righteous and who sought to hinder and harm, but what actually came out of it was strength and development, was the ability to spot the enemy and to be able to move forward in my own life. So I invite you to join us. Join us on Noom Vibes. You'll find me under Dr. Anita. Join us on Fanbase. And please keep coming back to A Diamond Moment. Your life can be as beautiful as you'd like it to be, but it's up to you to move in the direction that you want to go. Visit my website at www.dranitamc.com. That's dranitamc.com. Join me on Noom Vibe and also on Fanbase.